What's next after the House passed the Trump Care bill to begin the repeal and replace of Obamacare? The bill goes to the Senate. But between that time, the federal lawmakers are going on recess for 11 days. And what is expected? The nation will speak with loud voices either for or against the effort that could potentially raise the cost of health care for people with pre-existing conditions. In the House passed bill, there is an $8 billion safety net to help pay for health care for the most vulnerable with pre-existing conditions if they're insurance premiums increase if their state opts out of the general plan. Meanwhile, critics of this measure say the $8 billion does not even begin to pay for the possible damage of increasing insurance costs for people with pre-existing conditions. By the way, millions of Americans have pre-existing conditions, and a very common pre-existing condition for women is a C-section. April Ryan, AURN News.